Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, our roving X-Zone reporter. And fans, before we begin our next match, I think it's important that we show you what happened just moments ago with Mr. Petit and Daryl Bazov while Candace Hoffman was interviewing Absolutely Real. Let's go to the Ovaltron and let's look at this shocking video footage shot moments ago.
That's right, Scott. I'm making Daryl's match with Matt McClain a win or instantly be fired from WWE match. But don't worry about the crippler getting canned. I have the ultimate BACW weapon of destruction at my disposal. That's right. I'm getting Daryl out of WWE once and for all. No, it's not going to backfire on me like the 90-day suspension thing. No, hold on 1 minute, son.
Oh my god! Daryl Bazov has charged into the room and he's kicking the holy crud out of Mr. Petit!
No, you ain't getting away that easy, Brad. You come here. Now listen, this was my night. The Hall of Fame. Me. McClain. Me. Grinder. Me. My ride into the sunset. Mine. What the hell do you think you're doing? What the hell do you think you're doing? You can't do this to me. You can't rob me of my destiny from the man who's hid from me for years. Years. But come here. Get out of my way. Let go of me. Let go of me. You ain't gonna get away with this, Brad. You hear me? You ain't getting away with this.
Let me tell you something, Daryl. You're mine tonight. That's right. Tonight, I'm gonna fire your ass once and for all. You ain't gonna get the W over Matt McClain, boy. And you can continue to scream all you want, all the way out to that ring. You got me in the crosshairs, Bazov, once. You ain't gonna get me in them again. Now I got you right here, Bazov. I got your boy. Get him out of here, security. Get that son of a bitch out of my sight.
So there you have it, folks. I told you it was shocking. And if Daryl Bazov's problems tonight weren't enough against the crippler, now he's looking dead into the eyes of getting instantly fired if he doesn't win. Remember something, folks. As this match goes on, regardless of who comes out the winner, WWE is going to lose a tremendous presence at our shows, in my opinion. The lights have dimmed, and it's time to go to the squared circle for ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a 2-out-of-3 falls match, with the loser being instantly fired from WWE. About to come down the aisle, he hails from Edmore, Michigan, and is a multi-time eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Accompanied to the ring by the manager of managers, this is Teddy Valentine! And now to introduce the wrestler. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a potential Hall of Famer and wants only to be known as the greatest wrestler to ever enter a WWE or eWrestling.org ring. Simply put, this is Daryl Bazov!
You know something, folks? I think Teddy Valentine needs to lose some weight. And I know that has absolutely nothing to do with this Daryl Bazov match, but it's just something that I had to say. Down the aisle to a deafening roar of approval, it's the boy wonder who, believe it or not, might be looking into this WWE crowd for the very last time. As Daryl Bazov continues to warm up, let me comment on something before we introduce to you the crippler. Last month, Daryl Bazov not only got a small taste of what Matt McClain is capable of doing, but he got a taste of the crippler crossface. Tonight, these two warriors will go at each other, tooth and nail, for the right to call themselves the clear winner in this feud, a feud that has lasted over 5 years long, with the loser taking home nothing but tears and heartbreak. Fans, this is truly the ultimate battle of wills. As the crowd settles into their seats and the arena lights fade to black, leaving this crowd in complete darkness, bright flashes of light start to burst throughout our arena roof, and the Boo Birds have come out of their nest because it's time for the long-awaited arrival of the crippler, Matt McClain. You know something, look at this. Chrissy McClain has entered the ring and pretty much forced Michael Stuffer to the sidelines and hold the phone because Matt McClain has just stepped out onto the entranceway and raising both arms high into the air. The crowd roars with overwhelming disapproval, and you know what? I don't blame them. You stink, McClain! is sickening. Folks, Matt McClain is coming out of the entranceway, draped in the gold of his past. He truly thinks that he's the uncrowned eWrestling.org champion. And is this idiot wearing his BWA heavyweight championship belt? Oh my god, he's got his WFWA World Championship belt around his waist. Hey Matt, how old's that thing? I got underwear older than that. Mr. Batiste is gonna be livid when he sees McClain out here sporting the championship belts from all the federations that we actually compete with here in the United States of America. Personally, folks, I think Matt McClain is taking this uncrowned champion thing a bit too far. As McClain slowly walks to the ring, the multicolored lights start to glisten off his skin and running his fingers through his bleach blonde hair. Let's go to the ring for our final introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is your pleasure for me to introduce to you a man that is the personification of perfection. He is the master of submission, and he is the uncrowned world heavyweight champion of the WWA. He hails from Houston, Texas, weighing in at 235 pounds. He is a former three-time WFWA World Heavyweight Champion, National Champion, WFWA World Tag Team Champion, a former five-time BWA Heavyweight Champion, NEWA World Television Champion, and the unbeaten WWW Heavyweight Champion. He is my husband, the Crippler, Matt McClain.
Tonight, Matt McClain steps into the ring and he puts the demons of his past to the side, because as he faces a man who put him on the shelf for over a year and a half, Matt McClain has to be 100% focused. Look at the look on McClain's face right now. It's a cold, hard stare. And Matt McClain, when this bell rings, is going to unleash the demons that have been trapped inside him for almost 2 years. Folks, this is going to be one hell of a match. And as Chrissy McClain takes her position here on the apron, the referee has turned for the timekeeper to call for the bell. And here we go! Diving in the ring comes McClain and charging Bazaar and forcing the boy Wonder into the corner. It's McClain with cannon-like chops to the milk-white chest of Bazaar, and that stuns a former world heavyweight champion, firing upwards towards the jawline of Dallas. Ooh, look at the former champion stagger in place from that killer bolo uppercut. Irish whip into the opposite turnbuckle with the thud. And here comes Bazaar wobbling out of the corner towards Logo. It's McClain with an awesome side toss suplex and fans. Down Bazaar looks very un-Bazaar-like right now inside that ring. Off the canvas by a handful of hair comes Daryl Bazaar and looping the boy Wonder's arm over his head. It's McClain who cranks Bazaar up into suplex position. Stalling at the top and releasing with all the might in his body. Bazaar crashes onto the Logo and Matt McClain goes for the press. One, two, easy kick out by Daryl Bazaar, and this one's gonna continue. Folks, Matt McClain has started this one off like a hurricane, and if the Crippler can sustain this offensive assault for the duration of this match, I'm fairly confident that we're going to see Daryl Bazaar be fired from WWA. McClain gives the referee a long stare and pulling Bazaar from his back. It's the Crippler who unleashes an Irish whip into the ropes. Here comes Bazaar back into the center of the ring with the head of steam, and there he goes, leaping over McClain. Both men rebound off opposite ropes, and it's Bazaar with that flying forearm. Immediately takes the Crippler off his feet and down to his back. It's Bazaar closing it fast with a top mount, and look at Bazaar immediately go to the ground and pound. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. McClain can't stop the barrage of punches, and it's Bazaar who's now pouring on the offense. Bazaar staggers to his feet and lets out a warrior's cry, and lifting McClain off the canvas and tossing him into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Here comes the Crippler back across the ring. Textbook spinning leg whip by Bazaar, and it's Matt McClain who's toppled head over heels. And look at the boy Wonder, he's like a rabid wolverine in there. Double fisted choke, and Bazaar is getting all his frustration out on Matt McClain. The referee sees the choke and he screams for Bazaar to release the illegal hold or risk disqualification and bring it up. It's Bazaar who follows through with a thudding scoop slam. Daryl pushes McClain's shoulders to the canvas for the one, two, three. No, McClain gets his shoulders up in time, and this one's gonna continue. Fans, look at how smart Daryl Bazaar is. He's not arguing with the referee over the count and lifting McClain into the upright position against the ropes. It's Daryl who initiates a hard Irish whip. Here comes McClain off the opposite nylon and taking the Crippler by his leg. It's a Daryl Bazaar hot shot that sends McClain choking onto the canvas. Bazaar has all. You can start to see the frustration building in Darryl's eyes as he pounds the canvas. He's pulling McLean back to his feet. He's not resting for a moment. The crippler goes into a surprise small package. One, two, Chrissy McLean pulls Darryl's wrestling moves down. Three, I don't believe it. Oh, my God. Matt McLean has won the first fall, and Darryl Bazell can do nothing but look in shock. Oh, my God, Chrissy McLean, you stupid bitch. The fans here around the ringside area are booing like crazy, and that's the same exact way DCP picked Darryl Bazell, and I bet Matt McLean saw that on the tapes, and he knew Darryl Bazell was open for that move. Matt McLean is one of the smartest wrestlers I have ever met, and like Bazell, prepares very well each and every single time he gets into the squared circle. Yeah, that's right, Chrissy. Hey, referee, she held his boot. You screwed it up. Whatever, Chrissy. I'm not a bitch. You are. Fans inside the ring, Darryl Bazell is still arguing with the referee, but that fall is going to count. And if I were Darryl Bazell, I would forget that fall even took place. McLean tries to sneak up from behind, but Bazell turns and charges, unloading with a neck-wrenching clothesline. And down goes the crippler, head over heels for a second time. Down to the back and pounding into his face. It's Bazell with another ground and pound. And McLean might rule the day that he decided to cheat in a match against Darryl Bazell. Yankee McLean from his back by his horse. It's Bazell who leans into another short arm clothesline. And fans, Matt McLean is not doing too well right now. Facing into the ring with McLean flat on his back in the corner. Bazell who lowers a second rope leg drop across the throat of the crippler. And he's not going for the cover. No, Darryl Bazell is pulling the crippler back up to upright position. And chop across the chest. Softens up the crippler. Irish whip into the ropes, and here comes Matt on the rebound. Bazell sets up shop in the middle of the ring and twisting into a... Oh, my God! Spine-shattering power slam. It's Bazell who's going to test the endurance of McLean. One, two, three. No, McLean barely gets his shoulder off the canvas, folks. And this match is going to continue. Fans, I have a bad feeling about this match when it comes to Darryl Bazell, because if Mr. Batee is watching, you know that Bazell is going to have one hell of a time getting not one, but two falls over the crippler. I'm sorry, I just can't see him letting it happen. Back into the upright position, it's Bazell with an Irish whip into the corner, and it's McLean who hits a turnbuckle with the thud, staggering backwards towards Bazell. It's Bazell, oh my God, he just uncorked a hellacious clothesline once again, and my God, Matt McLean might be seeing stars. McLean doesn't go down from the impact, but he wobbles into the corner, it's Bazell who drives him into the turnbuckle with a football-like shoulder block. Into his tights. Oh, my God. And McLean just runs on the Darryl Bazell's eyes. The referee didn't see it, but judging from his actions, Darryl Bazell definitely felt it. He lifts and the blind of Bazell to the canvas with nothing but tears in his eyes and up to the top rope. Oh, my God. Tennessee Jam by McLean. And can you feel Darryl Bazell's career slipping through his fingers? One, two, three. No, Bazell kicks out, folks. And my God, how did Darryl Bazell get out of that cover? On the outside, Chrissy McLean just slid in a steel chair, and the referee doesn't see it. Hey, turn around. She just put a steel chair in the ring. Boom to the stomach of Bazell by the crippler. Butterfly on the arms. Face first into the canvas comes a boy wonder, and Darryl Bazell is in trouble. My God, what an awesome pedigree. Hook of the leg in the press. One, two, no, Darryl Bazell will not go down. What determination from the man from Edmore, Michigan. Matt McLean shakes his head in disbelief, but continuing to wrestle, he lifts Bazell off the canvas, and it's Darryl who takes a wild punch of McLean. McLean ducks, oh my God, he just hit the referee. Down goes the man in stripes, and I smell a screw job. Follow uppercut by Bazell, hits the mark, and he's driving the boot into the midsection. It's Bazell who loops the arm of his opponent over his head, and pointing to the steel chair that Chrissy McLean just slid into the ring. My God, Chrissy shaking her head. No, but Cranky McLean up into the air. Right in judgment on the steel chair, and there's a referee. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. Come on, Batee. Get someone out here to count this fall, for Christ's sake. No one kicks out a right of judgment ever. Wait a minute, what the hell is it, fans? The arena lights have got down it. You've got to be kidding me. This is lime green glow reminds me of the days of the Mega Freak of BACW. Oh my god! Tearing down the curtains from the ramp! Oh my god, it's him! It's him! It's the most powerful being on the face of the planet! It's the Mega Freak and he's coming down to ringside with Mr. Matee! Mr. Matee has brought the Freak back and stepping over the top ropes! Bizarre is waiting for him with the steel chair! Oh my god! Steel chair shot from Helen! Oh my, are you kidding me? That didn't even faze this monster of a man! Bizarre hits it again and nothing! Punch by Bizarre yields no reaction from the beast! Jamming his hand into Daryl's mouth! Up and bam! The ball slam and say goodnight, Gracie! Bizarre has been knocked out cold just like that! Over the top rope and leaving a broken and battered Daryl Bizarre on the logo, the Mega Freak exits and good lord almighty, oh my god! McLean, he just applied the crippler crossface to an already knocked out Daryl Bizarre. What the hell is the referee doing? No! No! Johnny's calling for the bell! My god! I think Daryl Bizarre has just been fired! My goodness, no! Not like this! Not like this!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout, as a result of a submission and pinfall, the Crippler, Matt McLean! As a result of this
fight... Hold on just a goddamn minute there, Mr. Stuffer! Let me say this! I want the honors! I want the honors of letting Daryl Bizarre know! As he lies knocked out at the hands of the Mega Freak, the most powerful being in my arsenal. Hey, Daryl, you're fired!
Oh my god, no, Mr. Matee, not like that! Heading up the aisle with a smile on his face is Matt McLean, and look at Mr. Matee, the eWrestling.org owner, in all his glory. Oh, wait a minute. Folks, Daryl Bizarre is stirring in the ring, and he's asking Michael Stuffer for the microphone. Mr. Matee doesn't look happy about this, but Daryl Bizarre is actually up in the ring, and Daryl Bizarre is not done yet. He might be fired from WWE, Matee, but Daryl Bizarre is going to say his piece right here before he goes. Let's go to the ring.
You don't get to steal my look at glory, fucker. You come out here and answer for what you did. Every single person in this place, everybody who remembers the old days of badass championship wrestling, I want you to listen up and listen good, because it's fantasy match time, baby. The last time you're ever going to see it, the only chance you get, Daryl Bizarre versus the Mega Freak, number two, the finale. You want some of me? Come get some!
You want the Freak again? You want some more of the Mayhem Men? Alright, well referee, let my Freak get in the ring and ring that bell!
What? I don't believe it! But he just booked a match with Daryl Bizarre and back into the ring comes a Mega Freak! It's gonna be the Mega Freak versus Bizarre Part 2 at Grinder 8! Impromptu match! The referee is called for the bell! And here we go! Back into the ring, here comes the Freak, but Bizarre charges hard with the boot to the midsection and the Freak runs off the assault. Discus punch rocks the beast onto his back of his heels and into the ropes and into the opposite side of the corner. Here comes Daryl Bizarre with a full head of steam. Clothesline in the corner, rocks the Freak's spinal cord, and oh my god, stumbling out! Tilt-a-whirl leg whip right into the face of the Mega Freak, and down the ropes and oh! The Freak just fell through the timekeeper's table, and look at Daryl Bizarre letting out a warrior's cry, and on the outside, Mr. Matee can do nothing but look on. Over the rope and down onto the Man Monster with the springboard splash, and Bizarre hits the mark like a sharpshooter, rolling the Freak back into the ring and sliding in the timekeeper's bell. It's Bizarre who lowers the steel across the head of the Mega Freak, and my god, the Freak is cut! The Mega Freak is cut! The Man Beast, he's not a beast, he's a human being! Leg drop by Bizarre across the Freak's head, and taking the timekeeper's bell, Bizarre goes up to the top ropes. The Boy Wonder looks into the sea of WWE Mania for what might be the last time. It's cannot believe the freak just kicked out. Bizarro looks down and oh my god, fingers into the throat of Bizarro from the back, and the mega freak is getting down into mandible slam position. Bizarro is the unlucky recipient of what's gonna be a second mandible slam, and Batista is now up onto the apron with the steel chair. He's telling the mega freak to send Bizarro over his way, throwing Bizarro into Batista like a rag doll. Drops a chair in the ring, and here comes the mega freak from behind. Look out, Darryl! Bizarro spins, boot to the stomach. The freak is stopped dead in his tracks. Picking up the chair, Bizarro lowers his steel across the hairy back of the beast, dropping the dented chair onto the canvas. Bizarro loops the arm of the freak over his head. That's 500 pounds of monster, Darryl. There's no way in hell you're gonna powering up the beast. Fight a judge in
my God! 500 pound light of judgment!
Is he gonna be able to get back to his feet and into the ring? 1, 2, 3, Bizarro did it! He did it! His last match here at WWA! And Darryl Bizarro has defeated all his demons! Darryl Bizarro has pinned the Mega Freak!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, the Boy Wonder, Darryl Bizarro!
Staggering up the aisle and leaving the Mega Freak to figure things out for himself. I cannot believe Mr. Batista is leaving his freak inside the ring. Bizarro climbs the turnbuckles, getting the pop from the crowd. Uh-oh, the freak is up and Darryl doesn't see him. Darryl, turn around, look behind you. Folks, Bizarro has turned around, but it might be too late. And wait a minute, the freak has the microphone. Well, what's going on? I mean, the Mega Freak has only spoken on two occasions and quite frankly, wow, listen to this place. The place has quieted down, and Bizarro just got off the turnbuckle, and he's now chest-to-nose with this man-beast, and the arena has gone silent. I mean, you can hear a pin drop in here. I'm curious, and everybody else is curious. What does a freak have to say? Bizarro was his friend. Bizarro is extending his hand, and do you believe this? They're shaking hands. The crowd explodes as two of the greatest wrestlers ever to enter a Mr. Batista ring, embracing a gesture of good faith. And as the freak raises Bizarro's hand into the air, I am both shocked and stunned. There are only three men in this company's history right now that can say when they were given the ball that they ran miles for this company so that we can enjoy what we are seeing here tonight inside this ring. The first is a retired Michael Snake Eyes Cavanaugh, who without a doubt is one of the toughest SOBs in the business. Then there's the Mega Freak, who without a shadow of a doubt is definitely the toughest SOB to ever step in a ring. But if tonight doesn't show you why, I fully expect Darryl Bizarro to be inducted into the WWEWrestling.org Hall of Fame next. I don't know what to say. This has been a night of highs and lows, but with two more title matches and our Grinder main event still sitting in the wings, there's no wonder why we are the premier wrestling federation in the world today. We have to take a break so that our seconds can set up the scaffold match so we can have our WWA title match next. Fans, the barbed wire strings are being pulled across as Darryl Bizarro and the Freak leave with their hands raised high in the air. And all I can say is get ready to enjoy the brutality, and we'll see you in a few.